Hello, welcome to this episode of the Lunch and Learn Yaesu, the radio show podcast. I'm going to be your host for this episode. My name's John Crook. My call's N9UPC. And today I'm going to put on my Fusion hat, and we're going to talk about Fusion. Now, we thought this would be a good one for our first Lunch and Learn podcast. If you are familiar with the Yaesu System Fusion protocol and everything like that, if you've seen any of my presentations and stuff like that, you might be going saying, well, great, this is a refresh of the presentation. It's just things I've already heard. Well, yeah, it might be. But if you're not, if you have someone that's, what is Fusion all about? Is it good? Is it bad? I want more information on it. This might be the one that you want to go ahead and show to them. Because what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about the concept of Fusion, where Fusion kind of came from, why use Fusion over the other ones out there. So let's delve right into it. So Yaesu System Fusion, also sometimes called C4FM, is another digital voice mode. It is only one of two digital voice modes that are actually out there that were actually designed for the amateur radio market. And what I mean by that is that there are, you know, there is Fusion, there's D-Star, but there are other digital voice modes out there, DMR, P25, NextN, all that kind of things like that. There's no hiding that, there is. However, Fusion is the only one out there that uses and has three principles that it adheres to. What those three principles kind of focus around is three core concepts of why Fusion was created, alrighty? With all the different digital voice modes that are out there for amateur, what is going to make Fusion stand out specially? What is going to make it more popular? Why should I go with Fusion instead of going with one of the other brands or stuff like that? Well, I guess the three core concepts is the biggest one overall, I guess you should say, is that it was designed for amateur radio usage. All right, it's not designed to be used in a commercial application. If you take a look at DMR and P25 and all those, let's face it, though, that is a commercial application. It's a commercial standard designed for business and is adopted. And it was brought over, and Motorola uses it, Kenwood uses it, Harris, all them. Basically, a lot of companies use it for business-type purposes. There has been adaptation, but it's been difficult because it doesn't meet some of the things on there. Fusion does. You have your call sign in there. You have the FPP ability, the front panel programmable, for those that are kind of, you know, the commercial side, I make that reference to. You can, or for ham side, you program it with your front. You don't need a computer. You don't need to worry about time slots. You don't need to worry about other things like that. You don't need to worry about call sign routing or anything like that on there. What you do is you have a basic, simple, easy to use type of digital voice technology. And it is by far the easiest. And we'll get into that one in a second. But first and foremost, Fusion had to be high-quality digital voice. As I said, there's other digital voice modes out on the market. If your digital voice mode is not easy, it does not have high quality, is not versatile, it's not going to be used. And those are the things that Fusion was created off of. So the first one is had to be high-quality digital voice. If it wasn't going to be high-quality digital voice, there would really be no basis or no purpose of why you should go along and use Fusion over the other digital voice modes. Now, how do we achieve high-quality digital voice? All right, we achieve high-quality digital voice by how we send the signal and how and what we use for a vocoder, for the digital modulation formula or type of format, as well as how we send the signal down the frequency. So starting out, we use a vocoder known as the AMBE Plus 2 vocoder. Alrighty, that is the current latest and greatest vocoder. It's used by other digital modes also too, but we use it for the usage of C4FM. Now, what is the purpose of a vocoder? Why is this a kind of weird name, vocoder? Well, it actually stands for voice encoder decoder. And what the job of the vocoder is inside the radio is basically takes your analog voice, and when you speak into the microphone, it takes it and converts it to a set of ones and zeros. And then that's what's going to be sent out on there. It changes it into data bits. So that's why it's called a voice encoder decoder. Because as it's taking our voice in via the microphone, it's going ahead turning into the data packets, which is then going to be turned into the digital modulation, which is then going to be sent out on the frequency. Now, if we look at it being on the receiving end, we do it in reverse. It comes in on the frequency, on that mode, the digital modulation translates it over, puts it into the vocoder, and then the vocoder converts it or changes it back over from data bursts and ones and zeros macros and everything like that to what is discernible to the human ear, or basically an analog type transmission on there. So that's the first part. So we use the AMBE plus 2 vocoder. It's the current most greatest and latest out on the market these days. Now, when we use the digital modulation, okay, on there, that is known as C4FM. Okay, the reason C4FM is used is it's used in public safety. It's a continuous four frequency modulation on there. So basically what it does is it basically creates four tones, for sake of a better term. And those four tones basically have that vocoder, and that matches it. And the tones are either high or low, so meaning they're plus zero, so, or their negative values of zero, but they're in hertz. And that's what makes it turn into the ones and zeros when you send it out over the air. Now, the reason it's called C4, okay, is because there's four tones. There's two tones that are above zero hertz, and there's two tones that are below zero hertz. That's all you really need to worry about, C4FM in that case. But that's what makes it high-quality digital voice, is by using, so far, the vocoder and the digital modulation scheme. Now, what we do now is we have to send that signal out over the air, all right? But when you get into digital, what you could do is you actually have the, and this is why public safety, and this is why other people are moving to digital, you know, the business world and stuff like that, is because you can actually put more people in the spectrum. It's not easy, but you can put more people into the spectrum on there. So if you go ahead and take a look at frequency bandwidth, alrighty, you'll see that the average analog repeater is 20 to 25 kilohertz, usually 25 kilohertz in nature. All right. With that being said, with digital voice technology, with Yaesu System Fusion, we use FDMA, which is frequency division multiple access. What that basically does is it allows us to take that frequency and divide it, if you were to think of it, as lanes. All right. So if you think of your normal frequency as a 25 kilohertz bandwidth as like a road. OK, it's a road going down there. It's like a country road. All right. No sides, no nothing. It's just a country road. You send your signal down there and you send your signal back. It's all that good. But what digital comes along now, if we were to use that old country road kind of aspect, now what digital does is it kind of paves that road and then it paints a line down the center of that road. And what happens is now this road is no longer 25 kilohertz in bandwidth, but it now goes down to 12.5 kilohertz bandwidth. What does that mean? Well, we basically divide the road in half. And half of it is one 12.5 kilohertz bandwidth, and the other half is the other 12.5 kilohertz bandwidth. Well, with digital now, we're able to only use or need to use that one half the road on 12.5 kilohertz bandwidth. All right. Now, how else does Fusion do that then? How is it the high quality digital voice? Well, we have actually two modes of voice transmissions in Fusion. We have what they call DN mode, which stands for digital narrow, or we have VW mode, which stands in voice wide. So to help with the analogy here, voice wide is going to take up that entire 12.5 kilohertz bandwidth for digital voice. It's going to be high quality. There's not going to be any sort of compression or anything like that on there that you would hear maybe with other digital voice modes as it gets smaller. But that's what it takes up the whole bandwidth, okay, of 12.5 kilohertz. With that being said, now you need to be aware of something, because some of the features of Fusion only operate in digital narrow mode versus voice wide mode. And I'll explain it in a minute there. But so now what we're thinking is, once again, 12.5 kilohertz, our entire voice is compressed into a digital signal now, and then it's sent down the road. High digital voice out of quality. Now, if we go ahead and we take a look at what DN does as compared to VW, what DN does is it takes that 12.5 kilohertz bandwidth, and what it does now is it slices that in half. So now that 12.5 become two lanes of 6.25 kilohertz. So now we actually are, now we're not just one road, an old dirt road, we're not just two digital lanes. Now we can almost argue that we're four digital lanes. But what happens with those new 6.25 kilohertz digital lanes, what's going to happen is we send voice down 6.25 kilohertz of it. The other side of the 6.25 kilohertz, we send forward air correcting, as well, if your radio is capable, we will send the GPS coordinates to the other radio automatically as part of your transmission. Now, what does that get you? Well, forward error correcting in that case is going to get you more, you can almost argue more distance, because what's going to happen is it's forward error correcting, the signal is saying, okay, this should be here. And then sometimes if you remember back when digital cell phones first came around, let me use this analogy. Remember how they kind of did that kind of thing when you got into the fringe edges, right? Because forward error correcting was going ahead and saying, okay, wait a minute, you should know that this packet here, you should be looking for this and this and this. Okay, same thing kind of happens with fusion. When you get into digital narrow mode, that forward error correction's there. It's kind of helping keep that signal, that bit error rate, lower. Okay, bit error rate is basically how well a signal gets transmitted, the bits, okay, the error rate of the bits. If it has too high of an error rate for the bits, it will go ahead and it will not decode the signal. All right, but getting back to what we're explaining about here with fusion and the 6.25, that allows you to have that forward error correction, that now you got a voice on one side of it and you got that data on the other side. Now, with digital narrow, you are going to find out that it may sound a little more compressed. Well, that's understandable, because now you're not 12.5, you're 6.25. But with those two factors in mind, that's what goes ahead and gives you high quality digital voice. Right. Now, the other thing, the second, I guess, fundamental part of fusion is it had to be simple. You look at the other digital modes out there. There's so much you need to do, so much you have to do and enter into your radio to just be able to talk onto a repeater. Okay. To talk simplex. Alrighty. To do those kind of things. We didn't want that. That wasn't the goal. All you simply do is the first thing when you turn on your Fusion radio, it's going to ask you this one question, and this will be the first time you ever have to do it, unless you reset your radio, then you have to do it again. But it's going to ask you to enter your call sign, and you enter your call sign. So I would enter N9UPC. Alrighty, that's all you do. And then what you do is once you've entered your call sign and entered it, now you're good to go. Now you can transmit digital, now you can transmit analog, and all you're going to be doing is pushing either the mode button, or depending on your radio, you might push the DX button, but that's going to flip you between FM and digital. That's it. You don't have to worry about anything else out there. You don't have to worry about call signs. You don't have to worry about gateways. You don't have to worry about talk groups or time slots or NAC codes or color codes. Nothing like that whatsoever. You are able to go right out of the bat with digital. Very simple and easy. Now, the third and final thing is something that a lot of people don't realize, but is the versatility and flexibility of Fusion. And what we mean by that is that Fusion was designed to be used in a simplex format, so radio to radio. It was designed to be used in a repeated format and not a linked or connected repeater. Just basically, hey, I got a great site for a repeater. I want to put the repeater up on the air. Boom. Now I key up my radio. I can talk analog on it. Boom. I want to go ahead and key up and I want to talk in digital. Boom, I can go ahead and do that. Or you have the flexibility to connect with different things on the internet. So you can connect it into Wires X. If you have a couple of repeaters, you can connect it with IMRS. You can do all those things like that. But the best part about it is it doesn't matter. You don't have to connect each repeater to the internet. You don't have to have each repeater standalone. You don't have to have Wires X on it. There's no sort of rhyme or reason of what you have to do to it. You can just do what you want with it, and then it can function there. And that's the easiest and nice part about it. Now, kind of a little quick thing is, why do we call it Fusion? Why is it Yaesu System Fusion? What does the fusion part mean, John? Well, the fusion part actually means, and it was designed there because Yaesu System Fusion, or C4FM, is the only type of digital voice technology out there that easily transcodes between analog and digital. Now, what that means is that you can set up your repeater, okay, to be able to have a digital signal come in and force it to go out analog, or have an analog signal come in and force it to go out digital. Or you could have it set up that analog and digital both come in, but analog only comes out, or analog and digital both come in and only digital comes out. You could have it set up for AMS, meaning if it comes in digital, it goes out digital. If it comes in analog, it goes out analog. The point of the matter is that it's so flexible, once again, the versatile, that it was one of the core requirements, that we made the technology that was designed that way to be able to do just that. It doesn't exclude the analog users from the digital users. Alrighty. One of the biggest things that we hear a lot about is people are saying, man, my analog users don't like digital because when I'm using the repeater in digital, I can't talk to them. Or if I'm using it in analog, I can't talk digital. Well, depending on how you have your system set up, or even how you may integrate repeaters, there is the ability for digital and analog to coexist, and that's helped, or that's done, by Yaesu System Fusion. So, this is our first one. We talked a little bit about what is Yaesu System Fusion, what are some of the kind of the core concepts of it. We hope you enjoyed our Lunch and Learn podcast here with the Yaesu The Radio Show. Please stay tuned and always check back for future and more upcoming podcasts. Until then, this is John Crook, N9UPC.